Welcome to the Darlington Extra podcast channel, working with communities, staff and partners to provide positive outcomes.
Welcome to Darlington Extra podcast. My name's Brooke Hodgkiss and I'm the Academy Coordinator for Darlington Borough Council. Welcome to our trauma-informed podcast series. This is episode one. I'll be speaking with some colleagues from across the People's Services about trauma-informed practice. So let's start with some introductions.
Hiya, my name's Donna Riley Raw. I'm a Step Up to Social Work student. I'm with Children's Assessment and Safeguarding. And my background is BSc in Psychology and a Master's degree in Trauma-Informed Education.
Perfect, thank you.
And I'm Leanne Graham, a newly qualified social worker on the Adult Contact Team. I'm currently enrolled at Teesside on a trauma-informed master's degree and just have a general interest in trauma-informed practice.
Fabulous. Some people will have heard of it. Some people might have a lot of information around it and others might not have heard about it before. What exactly is trauma-informed practice within social work? Could you tell us a bit more, Donna?
Trauma-informed practice is an approach to health and social care interventions. It's grounded in the understanding that trauma exposure can impact an individual's neurological, biological, psychological, and social development. So trauma-informed social work requires us to recognise the signs of trauma, acknowledge the impact, and identify paths to address the effect of traumatic experiences. This is to actively prevent people from experiencing further trauma. So rather than solely focusing on problematic behaviours, trauma-informed social workers aim to understand what happened to the person and what caused those behaviours in the first place. By taking into account personal histories, the vulnerabilities and the triggers into consideration, this allows us to tailor interventions and treatment to everyone's complex, nuanced needs.
Lovely. And Leanne, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, so I think in order to understand trauma-informed care and social work practice, we have to understand what trauma is. So trauma is an emotional response to a catastrophic event that makes the individual feel completely overwhelmed. It makes the person feel completely out of control, and it can make them feel like they have a genuine threat to their life. It can be a one-off event like a car accident or a death, which is known as acute trauma, or a series of events over time, such as abuse, known as chronic trauma. So trauma-informed practice is a way that organisations can provide services based on understanding of an individual's psychosocial functioning.
Brilliant. So lots of big terms in there. What does it mean in terms we can all understand? Leanne?
So trauma-informed practice is really, in simple terms, it's a strength-based way of working. It's about relationship, and it's a way of promoting the best outcomes for people by building those relationships with them. It's based on developing trust, considering impacts of the trauma and the adversity it's had from their childhood or earlier in life, and how that presents now, and looking at how that's coming out within their behaviours. So the principles of trauma-informed practice are often underpinned in social work anyway. Using a trauma-informed approach provides us with an opportunity to be more conscious, to ensure that we are working with people in a way that promotes positive change and doesn't trigger or re-traumatise. Trauma-informed practice aims to create safe physical and emotional environments to allow for positive interactions with another person based upon their own individual differences and circumstances. So in order to do this, we need to promote individual choice. We need to be clear about their rights and be very clear about our roles and responsibilities. We need to work collaboratively. So we're working with them. We're not doing things to them. And we need to find out what they want to achieve. We're aiming to build trust, be honest and show respect and be consistent and empower. So we want to build on existing skills and resilience that person already has and take a community approach to promoting self-worth and building confidence.
Oh, that's really interesting. Is there anything else you can add, Donna?
Yeah, so when considering it from a social work perspective, going through a very stressful, frightening or distressing event is trauma. When we talk about emotional or physiological trauma, we might mean situations or events that we find traumatic and how we are affected by our experiences. Traumatic events can happen at any age and can cause long-lasting harm. Everyone has a different reaction to trauma and it can last a long time afterwards. So there's no set time frame and how long it can affect a person as everybody is different. So the purpose of trauma-informed practice is to not treat trauma-related difficulties, as that's the role of trauma-informed specialists, services and practitioners, but instead it's to address the barriers that people have been affected by trauma can experience when accessing health and social care services.
Excellent. So where did the idea of trauma-informed practice come from?
So trauma-informed approaches have become increasingly cited in policy and procedure over the years, and they've been adopted in practice as a means for reducing the negative impact of traumatic experiences in supporting mental and physical health outcomes.
Excellent. Leanne?
The trauma-informed practice has largely been linked to medical professions in recent history, but it does span way back to the Industrial Revolution, when there was a lot of railway incidents and industrial accidents, which affected large communities. It also has a history in the military. In the American Civil War, historic literature refers to soldiers' heart, and there are documents that discuss leave for soldiers' fatigue, which we now know as PTSD. So more recently, the agreed founders of trauma-informed care who developed the principles of trauma-informed practice are Maxine Harris and Roger Fallot, who developed the TREM model, which is the trauma recovery and empowerment model created for female survivors of sexual and physical abuse who have gone on to develop severe mental disorders. It is an evidence-based model that uses peer group approach to healing.
Brilliant. Did you have something to add, Donna?
Yeah, so with trauma-informed practice, approaches appear to stem from Bronfen Brenner's ecological view of trauma, which includes the impact with three elements of person, impact and environment. So regardless of its source, trauma contains the following three elements. It was unexpected, the person was unprepared, and there was nothing the person could do to stop it from happening. So according to the Adverse Childhood Experiences study in 1995, they found that the rougher the childhood, the higher your score is likely to be and the higher risk of various problems later in life.
That's so interesting. So it's got a real history to it. So how does trauma-informed practice relate to your role? Why is it so important? Leanne?
So for me, I feel that ACEs and ABEs, so you've got your adverse childhood experiences and your adverse babyhood experiences, are largely accepted and discussed, and the impact of trauma in childhood is becoming far better understood. I do feel like it gets a little bit lost as that person ages, when in fact it is in adulthood when a person begins to forge their own lives, seek employment, study for a degree, have a relationship, start a family, and all those normal sort of, you know, things that you do when you're moving through your life, the impacts of trauma begin to emerge. Research shows us that those who experience childhood trauma are more likely to access services as adults, especially domestic abuse services, drug and alcohol services, and mental health services. Its impacts are seen across the lifespan. I want adult social workers to be considering trauma responses as a routine part of the assessment process.
Absolutely. And Donna?
Yeah, so for me, when considering adverse childhood experiences in social work practice, this can help aid an understanding of displayed actions and behaviours, not only of the children, but of their siblings, parents and wider support network. Past research has shown trauma not only to be intergenerational and transmittable, but has also found correlations between childhood trauma and lifelong physical health problems all the way through into adulthood. Trauma-informed social work incorporates core principles of safety, trust, collaboration, choice and empowerment, and delivers services in a manner that avoids inadvertently repeating unhealthy interpersonal dynamics in helping the relationship. So trauma-informed social work can be integrated into all sorts of existing models of evidence-based services across populations, agencies and can strengthen relationships. This helps facilitate post-traumatic growth. It requires constant evaluation, attention and sensitivity to our service users.
To conclude today's episode, the following key points have been discussed. So what is trauma? Trauma is an event or series of events such as abuse, maltreatment, neglect or tragedy that causes a profound experience of helplessness leading to terror. What are the underpinning principles of trauma? Six guiding principles to a trauma-informed approach, those being safety, trustworthiness and transparency, peer support, collaboration and mutuality, empowerment and choice, cultural, historical and gender issues. We've got the whistle-stop history of trauma. Freud discussed trauma, describing it as twofold concept, in that it relates to mental experience and links to an external event with the specific after effects on an individual psychic reality. Trauma in social work practice. Trauma-informed care is a way of providing services by which social workers recognise the prevalence of early adversity in the lives of clients, view presenting problems as symptoms of maladaptive coping, and understand how early trauma shapes a client's fundamental beliefs about the world and affects his or her psychological functioning across the lifespan. Trauma-informed care can't be accomplished through a single technique or practice. Understanding how to identify the symptoms of trauma and provide competent care is a key to success as a social worker. Thank you both so much for your contributions today. More discussions and podcasts and information can be found on Darlington Extra. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to the Darlington Extra podcast on our Darlington Extra podcast channel. For more great content, make sure you subscribe now.